because I'm actually fighting for my life. Like, what is this? I swear I had a future me email, guys. I promise you. Like, I'm not just, like, recording because I feel like... Oh, sorry. I was busy doing feedback nonsense there. I'm not just recording just because of the fact that I feel like recording. Because actually, I was going to watch TV. Like, that was my plan. And now I feel crazy because... Hold on. Yahoo mail. Yes, I have a Yahoo mail. All those who are planning to judge me, yes, I do have a Yahoo email. And for some odd reason, it refuses to open. Nothing on my computer is opening. Like, my computer is actually acting very slow, which is worrying me. It's actually more my internet, if I'm honest. Let's just type future me. I would have sent it to my Gmail, right? Here's hoping. Okay, let's have a look. See here. April 29th. This would be it. Yeah, this is it, actually. No, I found it. I found it. Okay. Hi. You're a mess. Pure and adulterated nonsense mess. That's what's going on here, my friends. Okay, let's start this thing. Sorry for the B-roll, everybody, but you know how I roll. Okay, so what's the thing I needed to say? Oh, yes. Welcome to a potential podcast with Tracy Lee. This is episode 31, if you count the trailer. 30 if you don't. Hot dang. I've recorded 31 pieces of information about myself on the internet. That's cute. Love that for me. Anyway, as B-roll Tracy said, I genuinely was just going to watch TV. I actually haven't had that hectic of a day. I actually had a really good day. Like, okay, yesterday, actually I also had a good day. I don't know if I'm being toxically positive, guys. I have a bit of a theory where, like, I'm like choosing positivity and it's getting toxic. I don't know, but I don't actually care, if that makes any sense, because I'm also like, who is allowed to tell me that I'm not allowed to look at the bright side of things? You get me? Like, I'm just like, why not? Yesterday I did have, like, I think probably my most bummy moment. For the listeners who care about everything that's going on this podcast, for reasons beknownst to you yourself, and because the people who do listen that I'm aware of are my homies who just like to hear me talk, thank you. I do adore you. Anyway, so I decided, in my many annals and what's-its of wisdom, to buy a adult tricycle. You heard right. I said tricycle, not bicycle. No. Tricycle. And the reason I decided to buy an adult tricycle is because I don't know how to ride a bicycle, right? And so I was like, okay, look, I need an ability to, like, kind of get, like, the same distance as walking, but faster. Do you get what I'm saying? So I was like, dude, let's get a tricycle. Now, I want everybody to understand something. Ever since I've moved to this country, because of the fact that I did something big and hectic and crazy, I have this, like, weird, crazy optimism about things where I'm just like, it's just gonna work out. But I have also had moments where I've just, like, done nothing. You know, like, I've played scaredy cat, I'm not leaving the house energy. It's weird. I have moments where I'm like, risk it. And then I have moments where I'm like, I don't want to leave my house. Because one of the things that is happening, and this is just, you know, update from an update's perspective. I'll tell you guys about the tricycle now, but we're taking a detour because podcast. Anyway, so, like, one of the things that's happening, which is interesting, is the fact that I've dropped the ball on learning Korean. And the way I've actually explained it to many people is I'm like, oh, friends and family and people who ask, I'm like, it's because everything outside of my home is Korean. So I think the minute I get home, I'm like, this is my little, like, I don't even want to call it my English island. It's not even that. It's just, it's Tracy's island. And in Tracy's island, we speak whatever's the most comfortable for Tracy. You know what I'm saying? We watch what Tracy wants to watch. We interact with whatever Tracy wants to interact with. Like, it's my little corner of the country. And this corner of the country will be whatever the hell I want it to be, type of vibe. So as a result, and it's not, I don't think it's because I've grown any type of resentment or anything like that against the language. I just think it's the fact that I genuinely am not at home anywhere but in this space. And because of that, I have to, like, I don't even think I did it on purpose. Like, it just happened that I just started, like, not learning, like, not doing my Korean lessons anymore. And which is bummy, because when I'm out in the world, which is, like, I guess you could say, okay, I spend a lot of time at home. I've become a hermit. But I love hermiting just simply because I've built my own apartment and it's super comfortable and it's beautiful and I like the way I decorated it and I like the things inside it. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yes. So, yeah, I spend a big percentage of my time, obviously, in Korea listening to Koreans and, like, attempting to speak Korean. And that's when it, like, bums me out that I haven't been learning. But then I realize I need to learn in the little bubble that I refuse to pop. It's a weird conundrum I'm in, everyone. It really is. But anyway, that's just a fun thing that's going on there. I have gotten back on track with learning Korean, which is funny, because let's keep in mind, I had a 1,050-day streak on Duolingo. I'm not joking. It was that long. I'd been learning Korean for over 2 years on Duolingo. Granted, it prepared me with Squattle with two hands, but it was fun. You know what I'm saying? It was a cute little thing that I could do. So, yes, I've been trying to get a new app, but then I'm also like, I don't feel like paying money. It's a lot. I'm going through a lot. Yes, so I need to learn Korean. Well, I don't think I need... I think there's a lot of, like, latent Korean lying around in my brain, and it just needs to be activated and stuck together. Like, I have... like, I think I have the scatterings of speaking Korean in my brain. I just need, like, something to, like, sew it all together and turn it into, like, a language I can use. Diggy diggy. Anyway, so that's what's going on there. What was I talking about before I went on the side road? Oh, yes, my tricycle. Okay, so I bought a tricycle because, like I said, Optimistic Tracy, who does big risky things, decided she's buying a tricycle. On another side note, I also want to talk about the fact that why didn't people who live alone warn me that online shopping is a problem? Guys, it's fun to buy things online. It's like giving yourself a future present. It's so nice. It's so nice. Like, and then, like, when it comes, you're just like, oh, I love it here. It's so nice. Oh, it's so nice. Oh, my gosh. Like, I love buying myself things online. It's so nice. Like, when my Shein package came, I didn't know when it was going to come because, like, customs here is, like, very weird. And, like, but it came so fast. That's another thing because, obviously, we're, like, right next to China. So, like, my package came, like, super fast, and when it came, I was just like, oh my gosh. And I had, like, an okay day at work. Like, I haven't had, like, a truly bad day at work, if I'm honest. Like, I've had, could be better days, and especially at the beginning, but that was just because I was learning how to do my job. But, like, now I know how to do my job better and stuff, so I've had, like, days where, like, the kids pushed me or I was just going through it, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, everything's burning. Like, I don't... And like I said, I don't know if this is toxic positivity or I'm just really just not bummed. Like, nothing's going left like that. Anyway, we're going to get to the point of... So yes, so anyway, I've been buying things. And then my Shein package came and I didn't know when it was going to come. I knew it was coming this week, but I didn't know when this week. And then it came and I saw it as I walked up. So the thing in Korea is, like, everything is super safe here. Except bicycles for some reason, apparently. I've been told that the only thing that gets stolen in Korea literally is bicycles. Which is hilarious considering I just bought a 3-wheel version of that thing. But anyway, we're here. But we'll get to that part of the story. So... my Shein package came and I didn't expect it to come the day it did. But when I got home, it was sitting there in front of my door. And I was just like, I love me, man. Like, there's something about buying yourself something and finding it when you get home. It's just, I'm getting a little emotional. It's so nice. Ugh, guys, online shopping. Anyway, I do have a slight online shopping problem. I need to cut down on that. Also, just because of the fact that I need to stop spending money making this house more easy to live in, and start spending money on seeing the country that I moved to, which is like a big thing I'm trying to do. Anyway, that's the reason I also bought the tricycle. Now, let's get back to the tricycle thing. I don't know why I actually started this episode. Oh, yes, we were supposed to read a future millions. you would think I was drinking, the level of sober that I am right now. Anyway, okay, what was I saying? Oh, yes. So I bought a tricycle, right? Because I was like, okay, it's a quick and easy way to break into, you know, the cycling vibes. Anyway, I bought a tricycle just before a literal week of rain, and I'm thankful for it. Now, let me explain why. This is the first truly... It's bad, but it's not like, I don't know, I don't feel bummed about it. I don't know if maybe I'm just high on Korean air. I don't know, but like, so what happened was my tricycle arrived yesterday. It actually was supposed to arrive at my house, but it, they said they tried to call me. They actually didn't. I didn't get any missed calls on my phone. So I think they lied. I think they tried to, they delivered it. So what happened was, I think they delivered it at the place I stay. And they probably went to, like, the reception, and there was no one at the reception. Or, like, they tried to knock at my door. I wasn't there, obviously, because I was at work. And then they went to reception, and they're like, yo, we're delivering this. And then they realized... Also, another thing is, obviously, when you read my name on packages, because my name isn't in Korean, friends. It's in English. And it's also not just in English, because let's keep in mind, it's all my names. I have a lot of names. Which has also caused a bit of a kerfuffle with things. I guess that must have been like a thing that went wrong, I guess. But it didn't even really go wrong. I just, like... Also, I have like some really good friends here. Like people who've been like super invested in me, like settling in and being good here. Maybe that's why I'm not bummed out. Because everyone's just like, no, we're on your team. Like I have like a lot of like cheerleaders of like, yeah, keep going, girl. Maybe that's why things don't bum me out. Anyway, tricycle, we're back. So the tricycle, they tried to deliver it, didn't come. Now, keep in mind, I bought a tricycle that was supposed to already be assembled. It was supposed to just come as like a tricycle. Like, that's it. And then I was supposed to just jump on it and it's ready and let's go. It did not. It came in pieces. Not like pieces, but like pieces. So then what happened was... It was delivered at my school because my workplace. So it came to my workplace and it came in pieces. And then this guy was like, also there's delivery. And I was like, nigga, but like, what do you mean there's delivery? And then like my friend Grace had to like pay delivery, but then I paid her back. But he was also like, pay delivery. And I was like, bro, I don't have cash on me. Who carries cash in 2025, bruh? Like, I'm just like, I'm not a big cash person in general. This country, actually, I don't carry a lot of cash in this country either, if I'm honest. But anyway, like, and then once in a blue moon, something big and important requires cash, which is so dumb. Like, to load my T-Money card, I can't use my card to load my T-Money card unless I'm using a T-Money machine. But at convenience stores, you have to use cash to load onto your T-Money. Which I get because they use technically the same machine, so they can't use, like they can't, like, make a card pay for another card or something stupid. I don't know. All I know is I need cash to load my transport card, the thing that I literally use to get around. And you're like, nigga, what? Anyway, so, yeah, some of these things. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, the country is, like, slightly inconvenient, I guess. And I think the problem is, maybe this is why people stay here forever and a day. You put so much work into settling into this country. Like, you put so much effort into it that you're like, I am not throwing all of this away. Because you tell yourself, the minute I leave, I know I'm not coming back. You get me? Like, and, oh, if you are coming back, you know that, like, you're coming back for good. Like, it's a very, like, ride-or-die country situation. You know what I mean? Like, you're here, and then you're gone. Or you're, like, here. You know what I mean? Anyway, whatever. So I bought a tricycle. The tricycle arrived at work. My principal actually assembled it for me. My principal is actually quite cool. Like, he really rocks. Like, he just, like, does, like, improvements and stuff. Apparently, like, he even installed our, like, aircon at work. I was just like, dang, bruh. hectic. Anyway, so our principal is like super handy and whatever. He's like a dad, so he just dadded it and like built my tricycle, which was really cool. He hates it though. He thinks I'm gonna die because of the fact that the problem with my tricycle is because it's a tricycle, if you fall over, the weight of one of the wheels is enough to send you down. Because like if you like go to one side too much, then like the tricycle's tipping, like it tips type of vibe. So he's like, I need to be super careful and like ride slow. And then also because of my sheer height, the tricycle isn't high enough, like the seat isn't high enough for me. So like it's high, but it's not like high enough. And then also let's just keep in mind, I have never ridden a bicycle in my life. I have attempted learning and fallen and then been like, this is not one of those things I need. You know what I mean? So anyway, so the first time I ride this thing is literally to ride it from school to my house. Oh, guys, the festival of errors that was that ride home. Oh my gosh. Let's just start first with the principal told me, my principal told me, he said, do not ride this thing on hills. You will fall. And I was like, okay, sure, dog. So obviously I can't ride it up a hill because of the fact that like, one, I'm a large individual. I'm getting a lot of me up a hill without walking it there. You know what I'm saying? I can't walk up hills normally with my two legs, let alone a bicycle and me up a hill. Because that's another thing I didn't calculate is the fact that that's extra weight that I also have to push up the hill. Anyway, it's like buying a car and then like pushing it. Anyway, whatever. So I bought this thing. And now I had to drive home. Now I decided, oh, okay, there was a downhill, right? And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cute. Let's use the downhill. Now see, when I say I've never ridden a bicycle before, I don't know the technologies that go behind riding a bicycle, friends. So why Tracy thought going down a hill would be something I should do on the tricycle instead of just pushing this thing down, I don't know. So anyway, obviously, I fell. Oh, I faceplant fell. Like, I'm talking, like, my shoe in flying fell. This is not funny. Anyway, this was yesterday, by the way. Whenever you listen, you guys are going to be listening to this on Monday. So, it would have been Wednesday? No, today's Friday. Yeah. It would have happened on the Thursday before you listen to this. Like, when I say face plant, my shoe flew off my foot. Now that I'm hearing it out loud, it sounds so ridiculous. My shoe flew off my foot. And I also just got these shoes. Granted, they were going to fly off my feet because they're like these like croc-like shoes that I really liked. At the store called Home Plus, they have like these Crocs, but like they're branded with NY stuff on them, and I've always loved a bit of an NY on things in general. I just like the branding, and I like a bit of a baseball cap. So I was like, okay, cool, let's go get my NY Crocs at Home Plus. So I did, and then I found super cheap ones that come in two different colors. So for the price of the one pair I wanted that they didn't have in my size, so it's not my fault, I'm not just spending stupidly, they didn't have it in my size. So I found other pairs that have like a similar-ish branding. They kind of look like those Kanye West sneakers. Anyway, so then, yeah, I got two pairs. One in like this creamy beige. Ooh, they're cute. These creamy beige ones. And then the other ones are black and white. Oh, so cute. Anyway, so I wore these to work. Keeping in mind, I was wearing a brown outfit. Why am I going on so many tangents today? Anyway, whatever. So, yes, I was wearing a poofy little skirt. I looked cute yesterday. I really did. I didn't look bicycle cute. I looked like we can walk home comfortably and be cute kind of energy. The only problem is I couldn't walk that whole thing home. Like, that would just be stupid. So anyway, I looked cute. Hey, face planted. I don't know where my squid landed during this time. I swear, if someone was just like, luckily I didn't face plant in a crowded area, but I do think some sailormen saw me fall. I think. Genuines, I think. But anyway, so I face planted. Obviously, I tried to save myself by using my hands, which, as we know, is probably one of the biggest mistakes we ever make whenever we're falling. So my hands are scraped up. I actually think I dislocated my pinky. And while during and in betwixt all of this, with adrenaline pumping, I clicked it back. It's still moving, so nothing's broken. The nerves are still nerving, but yo, is it swollen, dog. Oh my gosh, it is so swollen. Anyway, yo, guys, shame me. You see my hands, they are banged up, dog. Well, not like banged up, but like, I have actual holes in my hands. Yo, guys, wait a second. Anyway, so yeah, that's what happened there. And then I scraped my knee, which was already scraped. Actually, yeah, I scraped both knees, but my left knee even more. It was already scraped from the face plant I did at the hike I went to last Sunday. Yes, guys, this is the problem. And this is why I spend so much time alone in my house. Is because when I go outside in Korea, it does things. But granted, these are all decisions I've made to myself. But still. So I face planted while on a hike last week. Because I tripped on like, I don't know, like a twig or something. And then like I just fell. And you should have heard the sound I made. I was like, ah! And I fell. And my co-teacher was just like, what? And I'm just like, I'm so sorry. Granted, it's my fault for agreeing to go on a 5.8 kilometer hike. Who the hell do I think I am? I hate hikes in South Africa that are 2 kilometers. Where did I think I could do 11 kilometers up and down a mountain? Who? When? How did I think that was like, it's like I thought like my brain came to Korea and was like, yes, girl, we can do anything. But my body is still the same body I had in South Africa. And she's like, nigga, when did we sign these contracts? And when did we agree? Anyway, so yeah, my face planted. My co-teacher was just like, are you okay? I'm just like, I'm fine. Because I fall a lot when I'm doing things that are just like, that are very sporty. I'm sorry. I know this sounds like one of those like lazy girl excuses, but it's true. Whenever I do something that I abhor, like, and I'm going to use the word abhor. Yes, I use the word abhor in regular everyday speaking. When I truly do something, like an exercise-y thing that I do not enjoy, I hurt myself. It happens. When I run, my knee dislocates. When I hike, I face plant. When I ride a bicycle, I fall. Granted, the fall from the bicycle was my fault. I don't know who I thought I was, because in my wisdom, you know how you panic and you brake? So then I braked. And then, like, the whole thing fell. I tumbled. We tumbled. The whole... Oh, jeez. It was a mess. Anyway. But, yeah. I think I only had, like, a 2-person audience for that. Luckily, that's the one nice thing about living in, like, a small town. Is, like, people aren't just around ready to watch you just face plant. Anyway. So, yes. My hand is messed up. And I have to elevate it so that the blood gets out of it. I've just been running around with, like, a messed up hand. Especially the one with the dislocated finger situation. I popped it back. Yo! I didn't know that your finger actually just popped. Like, it points in a different direction like that. That was freaky. The only thing is, I don't think it registered. I just popped it back and kept it moving. Am I a G? Damn right I am. Anyway, so yes, I fell. And then... Yeah, yesterday was the first time I was just like, but I wasn't like sad and like sappy about it. I was just like, So I finally got home. And then I tied the thing to like the fence or whatever, just so that like I could lock it, whatever. I locked it. I covered it with my bicycle cover because I got it a bicycle cover. And then I just like walked away. I was just like, I don't want to look at you right now. I was so angry at it. Because keep in mind, I fell at like the early points of our mission home. Like I was hurt all the way home, as in I couldn't hold the handle of my bicycle. Like I couldn't hold the handle because my hands were so banged up. Oh, guys, like, yo, I'm never ever gonna say that we're digging like in Korea. I didn't have memories. Anyway, so yes, I got that thing home, and then I just got home and I was like, okay, I'm gonna shower, I'm gonna eat, and then I want to lie down and do nothing else. So that's what I did. I doom watched TV. I ate anything I could get my hands on. Also, nothing was defrosted. I cooked a bang curry. And it was frozen, but did I not defrost it? But while I waited for it to defrost, including the rice that I also froze, I ate, I think, 3/4 of a bag of chips. I had some banchan. What is that thing? It's like a potato kimchi thing. All I know is, oh yes, I have like... this old couple that kind of loves me. They call themselves my parents. They run a scuba school. So my Korean scuba mom packed me a side dish that is... I've even forgotten its name. I'm so tired. Anyway, whatever. So she packed me the side dish. So I just ate that. Like, guys, yo. Anyway, so yes, yesterday I was feeling a little bit like... I don't want to say I was feeling sorry for myself, but I was feeling a little bit like... Mwah. Maybe I was feeling sorry for myself. Eh, whatever. Anyway, so that was yesterday. I went to work today. I had a good day. I mean, even the littlies, who usually piss me off, the littlies were working with me today. They listened. Ooh, what the littles got in so much trouble with their teacher. I was just like, ooh. You know when like you forget that you're a teacher and you're supposed to act like an authority figure, and you're just like, ooh, a papalali. That's what I wanted to do. And then I realized I'm not allowed to do that because I'm an adult and the adult of the room. Even though I really wanted to say it. Anyway. Why did I start? Oh yes! Future me later. You would think I'm on something, guys. I have not had time since arriving in this household to even touch an alcoholic beverage. Okay, so we do have a future me later. I hate to say that I have not really read my future me letters like that, the way I'm supposed to have by now. Well, no, I've read them. I just haven't, like, actioned the stuff in them just simply because there's just so much going on in my brain. So I'm just going to go on ahead. So I just wanted noted, if you're ever wondering when exactly these things arrive. So my future me letters were scheduled to send on the 29th of every month. So I should... Yeah, why is this on April 7th? Why? What's this? Okay, no, we read that one already. What's this one? Let's have a look-see here. Okay, yeah, these are the old ones. I think we read these, though. Did we not read these? July 14th. We read July 14th. I don't think we read July 16th, though. Did we read July 14th? Let me see. Happy New Year. Oh, no. Oh, no, we did. That's the one where I asked myself questions about myself. We should do more of those. Should we do more of those? Let's do more of those. Let's open that link, because that was fun. I had a really great time with that. Okay, I'm going to minimize you. There we go. Yeah. Okay. This is a letter from July 16th, 2024. Keeping in mind, everyone, that in July 2024, I thought I was leaving mere weeks later. So this is one of those letters where I think I'm way further in the journey than I actually am. So let's go. Okay. I don't like this. Please open full. How do I make this full?
because it's not cute. I don't like it. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Okay, dear future Tracy Lee, this is letter 9 of 13. I don't know if I finished the other ones, but anyway, we're here. You are now 8 months into the adventure. I did the calc the other day. I am on the 17th, will be 3 months. So yeah, 5 months short of when this letter should technically arrive, but we're here. Things to remember. I love you, Jesus loves you, and God has got you. Now say it. I love me, Jesus loves me, God has got me. That's how I'm supposed to say it. So if I ever read the other letters wrong, that's how I was supposed to say it. There are a couple of things I think I missed in my praise report in my last letter. I am living in a very specific answered prayer. When I started this process, I asked God to give me somewhere to be while I wait to go to Korea. And I'm now working at Joe. It's going well. As well as doing work for Clockwork to get reports over the line. I am, by God's grace, employed and getting a salary until I leave. Aww, sweet. This is the reason why Freak Out Tracy left the building, and this Tracy Lee is here. I also got a discount rate on Data Camp, which happens to be the exact amount I put aside to pay for it for the first year. Look at God. He made it half price, and that's how much I had. Oof, when she learns that I have let Data Camp fall by the wayside, but anyway, we're here. I have started my Python and AI courses. We're on day 2 of 365. Okay, I will say I did finish Intro to Python. Okay, I have the certificate. I finished it. Okay, I finished it. I'm technically supposed to be doing Intermediate Python. That's the one that I've left undone for almost 3 months because life and moving to a new country. Okay, okay. So, yeah. I don't know how far I am with my AI course. I don't think I finished it. Anyway, we're on day 2 of 365. I had enough money for petrol and to get 2 tubes of 8-hour cream. Hey, come on, broke girl, me. Honestly, I have no reason to doubt God and doubt God, and that is what brings me the lesson for this. Brings me to the lesson for this letter. Jeez, like it, I don't check myself. I have Grammarly on this thing. Tracy, I'm going to need you to stop doubting what God is clearly saying to you. The circumstances are not the reason for the faith. The faith is the reason for the circumstance. Come on! Alala! Look at me, Yanla, fixing my life. Eh? Yes, baby Tracy. Let me read that again. Tracy, I'm going to need you to stop doubting what God is clearly saying to you. The circumstances are not the reason for the faith. The faith are the reason for the circumstances. Hey! Ah, flip, I just snapped my hand. That's hurt. Ow. Yeah, flip off. Ow. Oh my gosh, that hurts. Oh my gosh, oh, that burns. Why did I snap? Yeah, yeah. No matter what is happening, God is in control, and when something doesn't go your way, God guarantees that a better plan is on the way. No, just to clarify, this plan may not make sense, and chances are you won't see it until you see it. All I ask is that you don't do anything stupid because you are tempted by the devil to doubt God's plan and promises. Keep praying, keep spending time in God's word, and keep connected to those who support you and your spiritual growth. God will take care of the rest. Just trust him. Even when it's hard, you have big things coming your way that will make you never again question. Yeah, okay, that was a terrible sentence, sorry. Even if it's hard, you have big things coming your way that will make you never again question why it is you wake up every day. Keep thinking about that and keep going. Apply that to anything and everything you need to right now. Oh my gosh, Tracy, editing. I was like, what does that say? Anyway, keep thinking about that and keep going. Apply that to anything and everything you need to right now. You've made it 8 months of living alone in a new country. You're breathing the same air as XO. Be excited. I really hope this letter finds you with a plan for mom's birthday. Okay, I love you. Bye. Things to remember.
I love you, Jesus loves you, God has got you. Now say it. Tracy loves me, Jesus loves me, and God has got me. Oh, guys, these letters are really quite heartwarming. They really are. To answer the last bits of that letter, it hasn't been 8 months, it's been almost three. So yeah, the really interesting thing is it is quite relevant because I just went on a whole waffle. Let's keep in mind, I haven't read this letter. The first time I read this letter is into this mic with you. So you guys, or other than when I wrote it, and that was July last year. So yeah, geez, like it. This is insane. Because I actually did need to hear this considering the nonsense I just told you guys I went through. Where I was just like, yo, guys, I'm going through it over here, man. Going through it. But I'm not actually really going through it. I'm being dramatic. I'm not like, guys, I'm fine. I've had a weird experience. And I think that weird experience is just like, girl. Because I haven't fully recovered. Also, my butt hurts. Why did no one tell me that riding a bicycle makes your butt hurt? Not me. Like, and I'm so sorry to all the people who are supporting me on this tricycle mission. Not me, just straight up parking my tricycle without a lock on it, being like, if I get stolen, I get stolen, it's fine. Granted, I was pissed off at the time. I'm not actually sure if I've fully forgiven my tricycle. Yes, I'm blaming the tricycle. Something needs to take the blame for how I feel. But yes, so I bought it. I'm here now. And now I have the memory that I bought a tricycle. It is what it is. Anyway. So yes. Yeah. I should probably post pictures of me on the tricycle. Nah. I think I'm going to leave that for the imagination. You can go ahead and decide. So it's black. The seat is like a light brown. It's actually a very classy little trike, guys. I'm not going to lie. She's a cute little color combo. Okay. She's a cute little color combo. If I just wasn't going through it with it and we weren't fighting. Cute little color combo. Anyway. Yeah. So I just need to get used to it. On the bright side. It's actually raining for the next, I don't know, like 5 days. So I can't cycle anywhere because I can't ride that thing in the sun. Where the pots am I going with rain? So that's my excuse to not use it for the next couple of days. Yes. But I will be practicing. And while I practice, I'm just going to take like little short rides. I'm not going to like overdo it and like try and achieve the world's best bike riding energy, whatever. I'm just trying to like get used to riding this thing that I've never ridden in my life. I need to stop touching my wounds because now my hands are... Don't you hate when your hand heals, especially like the inside of your hand heals because of the way like it has to cover itself so quickly because, you know, like it's the inside of your hand. You use it so much. Like it gets so tight. So tight. Actually, no, your skin when it heals. Anyway, this is a very random episode, y'all. I'm so sorry. But I did read a Future Me letter, like I said I would. So, we here. Is there anything else I wanted to talk about? I don't think so. On the EXO element. Yes, that's the thing I wanted to address. So, now, this is what happened. I told myself, cool, I'm going to start watching my K-pop concerts. I'm settled now. Hey, these things sell out so quickly. So quickly, my friends, so quickly that you fight for your life when you buy these tickets. You fight for your life. I sat here, guys, and waited for 8 o'clock this evening. That's the reason I didn't have anything to sippy for fry fry. I sat here and waited for 8 p.m. in the evening. And as I'm about to, hey, it's loading, yay, tickets, this thing, your pop-ups are blocked. I'm like, guys, I didn't know that it's really that deep. I thought that, like, my favorite band isn't relevant anymore. Apparently, these niggas be hella relevant. Apparently, people love EXO in Korea. I'm like, you guys have so many other bands. Why? Like, anyway, which I love. It just means that they're going to continue to make music. And, like, that means, you know, it's great. It's just the fact that I'm like, I can't get a ticket to, like, my band's, like, concerts because, like, life is lifing like this, my G. It's actually out of control. Anyway, so I've attempted something. Yeah. So if everything goes well, I might be going to my first concert next weekend. So I have to go back to Seoul. Seoul. I don't know, guys. Seoul just it doesn't hold the luster that everybody thinks it should. I'm just like, meh. Anyway, but yes, I have to go to Seoul for that concert. If everything works out, guys, that's where I'm going to be next weekend. I think I might record a video or something while I'm there to kind of chronicle the adventures. Maybe I'll use that as the next episode. I don't know. I'm not going to say I'm going to, because let's be serious. I promised the Seven Deadly Sins series at some point. Remember that? Remember that little cute moment that I promised? Where are we now? Anyway, I've been talking for a long time. And yes, also, the reason I am posting this is apparently it's been 2 months. Who knew? Since I posted my last episode, and we are due a takedown literally in mere days. So, yeah. Yeah, this is me posting an episode so that my thing doesn't get taken out. Dearest friends, homies, chummies, people who listen to my podcast, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for going on this journey of just random nonsense I say on the internet. With that being said, this is a potential podcast with Tracy Lee. I pray this podcast and I live up to our potential. Thank you. Love you. Bye.